Shalom Aleichem and Beyafav Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Ayin Zayin. Kiddushin 77a. Pagination 153. We'll start from the fourth line, dealing with a case of a woman who was born from ger, convert parents. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bas ger zachar, kivas cholol zachar. If the mother was regular Jewish, in terms of born Jewish, regular lineage, and the father was a convert, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the daughter born of such a marriage, which is, let's be clear, a perfectly legal marriage. A ger is marrying a Jewish woman. Everything's fine. But the child, this girl, is not going to be able to marry a Kohen according to Rabbi Yehuda. We do not paskin like that. If a ger was married to a regular Jewish woman, the child born b'kedusha would be permitted to a Kohen. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Yisrael shenase giyores bito kishera likuhuna. A Yisrael that marries a giyores, the child is going to be permitted for kuhuna. And likewise, a ger shenase bas Yisrael bito kishera likuhuna. A ger that marries a Jewish woman, the case that we started off with, the daughter is going to be permitted for kuhuna. In other words, as long as one parent is originally Jewish, was born Jewish, we're fine, even if the other parent is a convert. We'll have to see this explained in the Gemara, what the source for the concern is. Aval ger shenase giyores bito psula lekuhuna. According to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, this concern is localized to a case where both parents are converts. The child is certainly regular Jewish, no stigma, except that there's an exclusion, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that she would not be able to marry a Kohen. Rabbi Yossi Omer on the next line, Rabbi Yossi says, and this is the most lenient view, Afger shanase giyores bito kshera lekuhuna, even a ger with a giyores, two converted parents, the child born b'kedusha, born as a Jew, is going to be permitted to a Kohen. Now, the Gemara which explains this can be found on the very next page, Ayin Ches Amud Aleph 78a, towards the bottom of the page, pagination 155. And we have explained a number of viewpoints. Let's begin from five lines up from the bottom at the end of a line. V'kulan mikra echadarshu, and everyone is based on a pasuk in Yechezkel. The pasuk says, regarding Kohanim, Almana ugrusha lo yikachu lehem lenashim, they should not take a widow or a divorced woman as a wife. Kohen Gadol has such a restriction. The pasuk concludes, Mizera base Yisrael. It has to be from the seed, from the lineage of the house of Yisrael. And the question is, what is that coming to specify? Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda, which was the first viewpoint, which was the strictest, held, Ad is kol zera mi Yisrael. Both parents have to be of Jewish lineage, and therefore, even if the mother is Jewish and the child is being born 100% Jewish, but if the father does not have Zera Yisrael lineage, it's going to be restricted to a Kohen. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Savar, Mi Zera Vafilo Miktza Zera. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds there is indeed a restriction, but only a restriction if both parents are converted. But otherwise, as long as mizera, from the seed, from the lineage, even if it's partially from the lineage, that's enough to permit to a kohen that it fulfills the requirement of this pasuk. Rabbi Yossi Sovar, and the most lenient view is Misha Nizru'u B'Yisrael, as long as the conception was as a Yisrael, that's fine. So if you have a ger and a giyoris having a child, the marriage was fine, the child was conceived b'kedusha, then no problems at all. According to Rabbi Yossi, that's mizera, from the heirayon, from the conception, everything was fine. There is a more lenient view, which is, we don't paskin like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochi, sava mishen nizru besuleha b'Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochi holds, even if a girl is converted under the age of 3, such that her besulim would grow back at that age, that is an age where it's still considered a fresh start, so to speak, as a Jew. And Reb Shimon ben Yochai holds that such a girl would be permitted to a Kohen. We do not paskin like that. And the view in Halacha is that the child has to be born Jewish, not converted. The only question is, what about the parents? What about the lineage? What about this concern between Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yossi? Are we requiring one parent, two parents, or nothing at all is absolutely required as long as the child was born Jewish? Let's move on to Amud Beis, Ayin Ches Amud Beis, and we find the Psak Lahalacha in the Gemara. About a quarter of the way down, at the end of a line, two dots, and then a resh. Rabbi Yossi Omer Af Ger Shanase Giyoris. Rabbi Yossi says, even a converted man that married a converted woman, and they get married and they have this child, that child is permitted to a Kohen according to Rabbi Yossi. Omer Rav Hamnuna Mishmei De'ula Halachak Rabbi Yossi. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and it's permitted as long as the girl was born B'Kiddusha as a Jew. V'chein Omer Rav Barbachana Halachak Rabbi Yossi. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Great. Says the Gemara, Omiyom Shechara Beis HaMikdash, but since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, meaning in more recent times, Talmud perspective of recent times, since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Noagu Kohanim Silsul Ba'atzmon, the Kohanim have chosen to conduct themselves in the way of Silsul. Rashi says it means Maila, an extra special standard. It is possible that this word silsul is possibly the same root word as we found in Rashi Parshas Vayeshev regarding Yosef. Misalsel besairo, he took pride in his hair, combing it in a certain way. It could be that the words are related, but it's to take pride, to have an extra level of distinction. And since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kohanim took the position, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that requires one parent to be a naturally born Jew, and then if the other parent is converted, that's fine. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihuna, Bali Malech, Morim Lok Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. If the Kohen comes to ask a Shaila, then we tell him that he should only take a woman that meets the parameters of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. That means that at least one parent is a born Jew in order to marry a Kohen. Nasa, but if he married We don't object to Rav Yossi because ultimately we paskin like Rav Yossi. This is indeed brought la halacha, Evan Ezer, Simon Zayin, Seif Chaf Aleph. Gershanosa Giyores, if a man convert and a woman convert are together, Vyolda Bas, and they had a daughter, Lo Sinase Lechatchila Lekohen. Lechatchila, in the initial question, she's not supposed to marry a Kohen. Vimnisis Lekohen Lo Teitze. But if she already married a Kohen, then we don't object. Vim Yesh Batzad Echot Shal Yisrael. But if either parent would be a regular born Jew, Kigon Ger Shanasa Yisraelis or Yisrael Shanasa Giyores, if either it's a convert man with a naturally born Jewish woman, or the reverse, Habas Mutaris Lekohen Lechatchila, the daughter would be permitted to a Kohen even initially, because we're paskening like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that as long as one parent is a Yisrael, it satisfies the requirements of the Pasuk in Yechezkel, which was Mizera, from the seed of the house of Israel. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.